Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road.
I'm going to make a noise now.
Yeah.
There we go. 6 days on the road and he's going to make it home. Maybe we'll dedicate that one to Gary on the road.
Gary's out there on the road.
There we go.
Got no Adrian Belew to speak of, but we do have Dave Dudley.
Oh, we got the Dave
Dudley. Oh!
In the between was Jay Ferguson.
Popping little white pills.
Yeah. Jay Ferguson.
Yep.
Not the Jay Ferguson of the fabulous Canadian power pop band Sloan.
No, the Jay Ferguson formerly of JoJo Gunn.
And Spirit.
Spirit, yes. Thunder Island, the name of that.
Uh-huh.
His big hit. And I don't know if it's the Valiants coming at you with somebody's going to get their head kicked in tonight. Yeah, and that is a Fleetwood Mac song. Earl Vince and the Valiants are Fleetwood Mac.
Right, but it was never recorded by Fleetwood Mac. It's proper. They just, for
by
whatever reason.
Yeah, they used a different name.
You picked up a pseudonym for that.
And then the Rosillos did a fine version of that on their first LP.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to get their head kicked in tonight.
See, good rock songs will eventually find their way someplace.
Ooh.
At least that's the hope.
Are they going to find their way to the 7th Street entry on Friday, September 3rd?
I don't know. Tell me what they would find there.
They'd find Malachi Constant. Radio K proud to sponsor Malachi Constant on Friday, September 3rd at the 7th Street entry. Doors for the 21 and over show at 8 p.m. A Skeleton, The Deaths, and Marpus Epram will open the show. For more information, the First Avenue's phone number, the First Avenue's phone number is 612-338-8388.
And again, the date for that show?
Friday, yeah. September 3rd. The third Friday.
It's like saying the Ohio State University.
Well, you're supposed to say the Ohio State University.
I know. You can watch the ball players do that too.
Mm-hmm.
They know exactly.
I'm from the Ohio State University.
Ohio State University.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heavens! I was just chatting with Professor Jim, friend of slot Professor Jim. Good man. Went and saw Shaolin Soccer.
Oh.
Went and saw it or got
in
to see it?
Theaters? No. There was a limited release in theaters and also a DVD release.
Then I think they must have watched it at home. Said it's astounding.
So I hear. That's something I've wanted to see.
When you can perform, though, as the wire foo, as he put it. You can kick a soccer ball so hard and so fast that it alters the space-time continuum or brings about gale force winds. Jim sold me on wanting to see this movie.
Mm-hmm. No, that one's looking good. And Hero?
He and the kids just that saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Said that was good.
Yeah. Also want to track down a copy of Avalon, which is a Hong Kong dystopian future film set in Poland with Polish actors and done in Polish, and it's supposed to be pretty awesome. Avalon.
Not to be confused with the other Avalon.
No.
The feel good, very... What's his name?
Yeah, the immigrant drama.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With Aidan Quinn and, oh, God, what's his name?
The German guy who plays the
older
figure.
Guy, yeah. Yeah, I know. I was just trying to think of his name.
That guy.
Uh-huh, that one guy.
He was in that other one movie.
That Avalon is great. If you're looking for a teary feel-good, this is what my immigrant ancestors were up to movie, that's totally the one to see.
What was the movie, Jeffrey Rush, Shine? He played the...
Yeah.
The savant-like guy playing piano?
Yeah.
That same German guy who played the dad.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in that movie?
It's Armin something?
It is, exactly. It's like a two-part last name.
Armin Mueller-Stahl.
There you go.
There we go.
I knew it was a three-parter, but
Bingo.
Joel comes up with it in the clutch.
Mueller-Stahl.
Armin.
Mm-hmm. I win. What else going on in the world, Chuck?
Well, we are very, very astutely being informed by our fine listeners that somebody of a slop music variety has passed away. We don't have the song ready to go. So
the lovely Laura Branigan.
We're going to dig up some Laura Branigan before we're done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that I'm sure that Ron Gerber took care of it also adequately and respectfully.
The news didn't really come out until last night.
So maybe Ron didn't get a chance on Friday night.
Maybe not. Because
he knows his Branigan.
On Thursday night. Yeah.
He really knows his Branigan. And Gloria is a remake of another song.
Mm-hmm.
By
we have the...
Umberto Tozzi?
Umberto Tozzi, and then Jonathan King did the initial English language Gloria. That must be Ron saying, I got it covered. But no, she passed away from a brain aneurysm.
Which is, I was only not even 50.
And apparently, ironically, the actress who skated to Gloria in the movie Fame also passed away from a brain aneurysm.
Like this week?
Several years ago. No.
Oh,
long time ago.
Similar cause.
Mm-hmm.
Same cause, you're saying.
So the song is cursed.
So we will try to...
Branigan Connection.
We'll try to find some Branigan.
We should play Self-Control if we've got that. Because that song rocks.
Well, I'll try to find it.
Yeah.
It's not, the Brannigan I thought I had is not where I thought it was, so I'm going to have to dig deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy, I always get her and Carla Bonoff confused. My brain wanted to sing, my brain was starting to hum Personally.
Personally, no.
And that's Carla Bonoff. That's not Laura Brannigan. Mm-hmm. Carla Bonoff, alive.
As far as we know, I think she's still with us.
I'll double check. Yeah, don't get confused, because it's what's her face? Who passed away? A lot of love. Nicolette Larson.
Nicolette Larson.
She passed away a couple, several years ago. Ah, what are we going to play?
Oh, well, we can play a lot of different things. But we'll go with Mick Ronson.
Okay.
Another fellow who just recently passed away.
Yes. He did?
Well, not that recently, but yeah.
Yes, he did. There was a big tribute show.
Mm-hmm. But had a solo album or two.
Yes. Play Don't Worry with a ridiculous album cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then Slaughter on 5th Avenue.
10th Avenue.
10th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. His first solo foray.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a Bowie-sounding thingamabob.
Yep.
With maybe a little help from Mr. Bowie.
Yep.
In the production department. And this, the standout track from Slaughter on 10th Avenue.
Yes.
Later performed by Human League.
Yes. Well,
since we have the new wave cover band connection.
We'll play another original.
Mm-hmm. This is Only After Dark by Mick Ronson.
On Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
only think of Gloria. Gloria, when I'm with you, all my life takes a new meaning. In my world, the sun starts shining. I love you, Gloria. Gloria, wait until I find you. One day I will hold you. One day I will touch you. My friends say I'm crazy, but they have never met you. Oh, I love you, Gloria. Gloria, Gloria, wait until I find ya. Gloria, one day I will hold ya. Gloria, one day I will touch ya. Gloria, you're my queen imagination. Golden girl of fascination. Fantasy has no relation. I love you, Gloria. They'll talk about your beauty. They'll talk about your loyalty. How when I'm with you, Gloria, oh, my life takes a new meaning. In my world, the sun starts shining. I love you, Gloria. Gloria, wait until I find you. One day I will hold you.
You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Chasing sleep. People.
You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
That is the danger. That is the danger.
It's one way to get your song played on the radio is make it about guys on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? That song got on the radio. And that was pretty much the end of it.
Charlie Dore. Or Charlie Dore.
Charlie Dory is how they used to say it.
Charlie Dory?
Back then.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whatever became of Charlie Dory.
Pilot of the Airwaves.
I like that song.
Mm-hmm. It's from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
That's a British thing. Charlie, I don't know if she's British or not, but it broke first there and then.
Yep.
And then was a hit here, late 79, early 1980. Requested. Charlie Dore.
By me.
By you. Jonathan King in the middle with the original English language version.
Yes.
Of the song Gloria.
Yes, originally done in Italian by Umberto Tozzi, which mm-hmm. we don't have. We will refer you. We've gotten a call from super listener Tom, mm-hmm. who listens very dedicated-wise to both our show and to our friend Ron Gerber's show, Crap from the Past.
Yep.
Fridays at 10:30 on KFAI. Mm-hmm. And apparently the news had not broken, so it did not become part of Ron's show. We're front-selling the fact that Ron
Watch
will take
for
care
a,
of it.
Yeah, serious Laura Branigan tribute on Friday. That's what he does. And hopefully he'll play Solitaire, the middle hit.
Yes.
By Laura Branigan, because I haven't heard that one forever.
No, me neither.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can find out Self-Control before we wrap this up today.
It's around here somewhere, I'm sure. Mick Ronson started things off with Only After Dark.
A song that still I'm satisfied with every time we play it.
Mm-hmm. Very much ahead of its time. It does have a new wave sound, even though it's from 1975?
Five.
Mm-hmm. And something like that.
And it's got some conga action in there, hidden in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Oh,
big
boy.
Hits.
Oh, boy.
Phased cookies.
Somebody said, you said Charlie Watts has cancer.
Throat cancer, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the kind that hopefully you get to treat and everything's mm-hmm. okay. He's not.
The news. All is, these rock drummers getting throat cancer. What's up with that?
The news is, I don't know.
Hmm.
Who else? Who are you think you're talking about? Phil Collins? Who are you talking about?
No. Oh, I'm just rock people in general. I don't know what's up with that.
I see that all these rock drummers, and I'm like, I didn't know there was a run on drummers in cancer.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, there's Bowie having the. Oh, by the way, I got a pain in my neck. Oh, look, you get some heart work done.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the news is not Charlie Watts is dying, just that he's been diagnosed with cancer, and everybody hopes that Charlie Watts can dress sharply and rock mightily again.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's probably another 5-year plan that's about to be formulated by the board of directors of Rolling Stone Incorporated.
That's right.
Something to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. The franchise is being taken into a whole new direction. Well, Wyman's no longer with us, though, so that's...
What?
No longer with the band, anyway.
Well, the band. Let's say Wyman, yeah. Wyman's not dead. Speaking of bands past, friend of Slap Gail called. She is wanting to call people's attention to the fact that there's a tiny piece of Ruddle's business that's not available.
It's left unresolved.
It's left unresolved. Can't Buy Me Lunch, and a 2002 little video thing looking back at the history of the Ruddles. They're sort of, once again, imitating the Beatles anthology business.
Mm-hmm.
This is not to be confused with the original movie. All you need is cash or the reunion record without Eric Idle called Archaeology. This is a video thing. It's been shown in the States once at a film festival or something. Mm-hmm. Apparently Idle and Neil Innes both involved in it in some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Still not quite clear on the details. But Gail loves the Ruddles and wants us to know if you know anything about it, or if you know, there's even an online petition by God saying, release this video thing about the Ruddles that nobody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Ruddles fan, seek out Can't Buy Me Lunch.
I'll have to look that up online.
Mm-hmm.
See if the fans are making it available in some form.
See if it's circulating in gray markets.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't doubt it. Probably a video shot from the audience,
mm-hmm.
the one time that it was shown. I don't know.
And Gail,
it's got to be out there somewhere.
Gail is also the enormous Beach Boys fan, and so the connection over to the Ruddles is drummer Ricky Fitar.
Yep.
Who played with the Beach Boys.
Was in Flame.
Was in the group Flame.
Mm-hmm.
And
South African group that has Mike Love connection.
Right. But Ricky Vitar was one of the Ruddles in the original thing as well. And he's also like a big-time session drummer. He's on like tons of Bonnie Raitt records and stuff like that. If you're into the Ricky Vitar.
And if you're into, say, Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Who isn't?
Sometimes I'm not.
Oh, okay. So, well, there's the...
I heard She's Waiting on the radio recently, and I was forced...
Oh, that'll leave you unmoved.
Boy, I was unmoved by She's Waiting.
But back in the 60s, that Dave Mason influence, that crazy guy who was in Traffic for a short period of time and was kind of a wacky little influence on the late 60s British scene. Anyone for Tennis, an atypical song from Cream. And that is kind of jaunty and goofy. It's displaying that Mason influence.
And it's the whole name of her album, in fact, isn't it?
Was it? Anyone for Tennis? I thought it was just a single.
Don't ask me. No, I should shut my
mouth. Disraeli Gears, dude.
I'm just going to shut my mouth. I don't know what I'm talking
about. No, that's the way it's... I don't know. But this is a song that I remember from being a kid. Because it showed up on the History of British Rock collection, and it's like, oh, this is a funny song.
And it's unusual.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's Cream, and it's not ponderous or you know, overwhelming. It's just kind of a silly little psychedelic pop song. And
enjoy it, won't you?
Yeah, why not?
Anyone for Tennis.
I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. It's Anyone for Tennis by Cream.
On Cosmic Sloth.
On Radio K.
Record shop, music venue, or theater, the arts are an important part of the lives of Radio K listeners, and our listeners may be a valuable resource for your business. Reach out by becoming a Radio K underwriter. Call Sarah at 612-625-3500 or email sales@radiok.org.
Well, no one told me about her. I'm many people cry. But it's too late to say I'm sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looks, the way she acts, and the color of her hair. Her words were soft and blue, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say I'm sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Coming to me, coming to me. But I wanted it that way. I said, any love is good loving. So I took what I could get, went out and grabbed what I could get. And then she looked at me. Seen nothing yet. No, you ain't seen nothing yet. But baby, here's a loving, here's a loving. But baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. I got something hidden in my heart for you now. You ain't seen nothing yet. But baby, no. Now I'm feeling so much better, 'cause I found out for sure she took me to a doctor. Nice fella.
and he prescribed a cure and he died. I think any loving's good loving, so I just took what I could get, went out and grabbed what I could get, and then she looked at me with those big brown eyes, smiling and said, yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet. Is a loving you never forget. Just wait till I get cooking, wait till I get cooking. Ain't seen nothing, wait till I get going. Pretty but lover, you ain't seen nothing yet, baby.
Missing. Cosmic Slap on Radio K.
Burton Cummings.
Burton Cummings, the voice of the Guess Who.
Mm-hmm.
One of the voices of the Guess Who. Later doing a cover of Bachman Turner Overdrives. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Kind of like Oh Nuts.
What?
What's with me? The Moody Blues.
Yes.
The Guess Who. Canadian rock band in the mid-60s.
Yes.
Vocalist and songwriter comes in a little bit later, turns them into a hit machine.
Yep.
And then a little bit of a shakeup in the band after that. The Moody Blues are like that. They were Denny Lane's, actual sort of a blues combo in the mid-60s. Denny Lane Splitsville. Hayward and Lodge, and then became an entirely different Moody Blues.
And they franchised.
The Guess Who very much liked that. But that was Burton Cummings, that guy.
Yep.
The big guy in his Maple Leafs jersey, playing You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Neil MacArthur, known as Cullen Blundstone.
Right, doing a cover of...
His own song.
He sang it as a member of the Zombies, and that's where the big hit was.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he did it later... In a moment of madness.
Yes. Why did you come up with that name?
Why did you record that song under a different name?
It was a moment of madness. He recorded three singles under the name Neil MacArthur, and gradually tracking down all of those songs.
Because the if he had released it as under Blundstone, the crush would have been.
But then he did release things under his own name and had a fairly successful solo career. At least in the UK, he was more successful as a solo artist than as a member of the Zombies.
And we got a call from somebody saying that the tour featuring Arthur Lee and Love, such as they are, along with the Zombies, being Blundstone and Argent, are coming to the Twin Cities Thursday, the 7th of October.
Yeah, I got an email that they were playing in New York and said, oh, great, now I have to go to New York. But no, they're playing here in town Thursday, the 7th.
That's
going to be a very busy weekend for me, by the way. I've got lots of things going. That's the weekend we go out of town.
7, 8, 9. Yeah, you're right. Yikes, that would be nuts.
But no, we're going to have a heck of a time.
Yes.
And just keep in mind that the Zombies and Love,
are performing.
Some people calling themselves Love, including Arthur Lee, will be performing here in the Twin Cities.
There we go.
Wow. And Cream, Anyone for Tennis, started things off.
Very nice. Mm. I was just poking around, reading up on the Laura Branigan passing, and there's another show business, another small name. Al Dvorin, D-V-O-R-I-N, passed away last week at age 81. He's in a car crash, tragically. But he is the guy that's, since the 50s, was part of the traveling Elvis roadshow team right till the end of Elvis's life. He is the guy that has made the phrase, Elvis has left the building, infamous.
Mm-hmm.
And he had spoken it just apparently the night before at a Elvis impersonator concert. And
they got the real announcer to announce for Elvis impersonators.
Yep, and they were driving. They were driving the day after, or something like that. And it was in a car crash. So it's tragic. But Albert Dvorin, the voice of Elvis, has left the building.
Mm-hmm.
has left the building.
I didn't know that there was a voice for Elvis Has Left the Building. I thought it was just...
didn't either. This was not like I knew anything at all about it. Just
it's like Michael Buffer's Let's Get Ready to Rumble. You wouldn't think that it belonged to a certain guy, but that one certainly does.
Because he goes after people that try to use it.
Yeah, he has trademarked that phrase. But Elvis has left the building.
And
Al Dvorkin has left the building.
Al Dvorkin has left the building. It's like that Zappa Live record. It's got a song called Elvis Has Just Left the Building.
Mm-hmm.
It's slightly more mocking and risible and making fun of Elvis, but nonetheless.
But hey, guess what's happening on Sunday at
Tell
the Triple
me.
Rock?
I don't know.
Radio K is proud to sponsor Doomtree on Sunday, August 29th at the Three Rock. Oh, that's tonight.
Today's Sunday. You know.
Today is Sunday. Yeah, no, heute Nacht at the Triple Rock, Doomtree. Doors for this all-ages show at 5 p.m. You have a little bit of time to prepare yourself before the doors open. Idea with Carnage, Passions, and Digitata will open the show. For more information, the Triple Rock's website is www.tripleRockSocialClub.com.
Cool.
Tonight, Doomtree at the Triple Rock.
Tonight. I don't know if I'm going to get a song in. I got a nice call, another call from Dean.
Uh-huh.
Dean, Lori, Rhiannon, and Raven. They got the two kids now.
Oh.
They're going to be cleaning the garage.
Hey.
And they needed some tunes. A novelty song, perhaps. They love the Stylistics. They always love the Stylistics.
Okay.
Something else.
Well.
We're going to try to figure something out for them in short order.
But last night.
Yes.
On Fox Movie Channel.
Yes.
It's the once yearly airing. It was the once yearly airing of the letterboxed copy of Bedazzled that they own. It's the Dudley Moore and Peter Cook movie. And I always watch the listings for it. And this time around, I actually caught it so I can add it to my film library. Waiting for the DVD to come out.
And it is?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. You would have thought that they would have.
Okay, there's no plans.
And I say they, meaning whoever, would have put something out in concert with the Bedazzled remake.
That would have made sense.
That would have made sense, but no. And the movie itself, if you see a pan and scan version of it, you miss half the jokes because it makes actual use of the CinemaScope.
They use the whole
frame.
Picture.
They use the whole frame. Mm-hmm. And you can see it letterboxed or not at all. And last night, it was on.
So you got to capture it on your TV, and now you can put it in the basement in a jar with a hole in the lid.
And we can pay tribute to that fine film.
With music from the fine film.
The song itself, Bedazzled. We played Love Me. I think it was last week, the Dudley Moore song, and now this is the follow-up to it. Peter Cook comes out and steals Dudley Moore's teeny bopper contingent and makes him feel all the worse for having sold his soul to get the teeny boppers, only to have them go away to this guy. The overwrought love song by Peter Cook, by Dudley Moore, is taken over by the cool and icy ironic song, arch and ironic song, by Dremble Wedge and the Vegetations, otherwise known as Peter Cook.
Or the devil.
Yeah. George Spigot, the devil. This is Bedazzled.
On Cosmic Slop.
In the film, it's by Dremble Wedge and the Vegetations,
but really,
it's Peter Cook.
Mm-hmm. And you're hearing it now on Cosmic Slop on
Radio K.
down.
There's Peter, Paul, and Mary making fun of everybody on the music scene that was more successful than them. I dig rock and roll music. Peter, Paul, and Mary singing in the styles of various other
from album
contemporary artists.
Yes, from album 1700, the one that got worn out over and over in my family's household. Mm-hmm. because it's called Album 1700, because that was the Warner Brothers catalog number for it on the side. It was Album 1700.
Yep.
And they're dressed like gangsters, like Chicago, you know, gangster
like
guys.
Like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah,
type
it's
gangsters.
A Bonnie and Clyde thing on the
mm-hmm.
side. It's also got I'm in Love with a Big Blue Frog on the same one. It's on the same album.
Hooray, Peter, Paul, and Mary. And a similar sounding song, Morgan Freeman before that, with
as
Easy Reader.
From the Electric Company television show, a show he doesn't really want to be associated
now,
with.
Now, is he an Oscar winner or just Oscar-nominated
Morgan
actor?
Morgan Freeman, I think Oscar nominee. I don't think mm-hmm. he's won.
Yeah, he's a serious actor.
Yeah, he's a great anyway. Actor.
And he was seriously great as Easy Reader back in the day as
oh.
well.
Oh, the literary denim he sported. And mm-hmm. his friend of Slap Carla just called up going, ah! She's,
yay.
That one tickled the memory. And it's better. I'm going to get on my high horse and make a judgment. It's better to occasionally just hear a little bit and remember Electric Company than it is to actually watch old Electric Company shows, because they were on cable for a while. Maybe still are, for all I know.
Yeah, Boomerang was showing them late at night. I've got a few of them on tape.
They're really slow. I've
Your brain has been, it's been trained.
I know.
By rock videos and video games and all that kind of stuff, and now you can't sit still for it.
I'll tell you what it is, Joel. It's the quickening and the coming global superstorm. Everything is moving faster and faster until everything
it's
will be completely out of control.
Information superstorm, yes. But Easy Reader.
Yes, Easy Reader.
An eye of calm in the global information superstorm. Peter Cook and Dudley Moore with Bedazzled.
That's a groovy song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool song.
You fill me with inertia.
With inertia. The worst part that doesn't age very well on Electric Company is the Spider-Man that doesn't talk. The brought to life.
Spider-Man, where are you coming from, Spider-Man? Nobody knows who you are.
Jennifer of the Jungle. And you're saying the soap opera around a chair, Days of Chair?
I don't know if it was called Days of Chair or what, but yeah. There was a soap opera around a chair.
Oh, by the way,
then there was the T.I.O.N. song.
Sean. T.I.O.N. Sean. It's something. Pollution. Yeah. Yes, I'll be back next week with more songs. Email from, this from earlier, but Bill sent it in. I didn't know there was a failed sequel to Steve Martin's movie, The Jerk. The Jerk, two, T.O.O., starring somebody else that's not Steve Martin.
Starring Mark Blankfield.
Of Fridays.
Mm-hmm. And he's a guy who I always wondered what happened to.
Mm-hmm.
Different people from Fridays have shown up in different...
Melanie Chartoff
was on Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Uh-huh.
As the authority figure. Brandis Kemp has shown up in various different things. I don't know whatever happened to Darrow Igus. But... Bruce Mahler, I mean, he's like a director, and the most successful ex-Friday Friday
Michael
person.
Richards.
Well, no, Michael Richards and also, from Seinfeld and the writer, Larry...
David?
Larry David, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, and Michael Richards, is Kramer. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but then there's Mark Blankfield, and...
I can't place the face to save my life.
Oh, he's kind of a Mark Lynn Baker looking guy. He's got he's sort of a Monte DiCarlo looking fella. He's got like high puffy hair and bugged out eyes. He's the pharmacist guy. I can handle it.
No photo.
He's out there somewhere. No, you'll recognize him when you see him. But anyway, he was the star of The Jerk 2.
Hey, he was in Dracula Dead Jr. and Loving It in 1995.
Yes, that shows up on cable from time to time.
He was in Robin Hood Men in Tights. Wow, so he showed up in two bad farces.
Mm-hmm.
Jury Duty, the comedy. Lady Boss. A TV movie starring Jackie Collins' Lady Boss.
Mm-hmm.
Final Vendetta. Perfect
Ooh.
Game. Not good when your movies have V's after them. I think that means right to video. Oh my God, he was in Fridays for a long time. He was in The Incredible Shrinking Woman with
Lily
Collin.
Sure.
He was in Jekyll and Hyde Together Again.
Oh, that was his big breakout.
Yeah.
You know, from Friday's role.
But then he went right from that to The Jerk 2, and a couple years later he was in Splash 2. He's in two
There's a Splash 2?
Splash, T-O-O. I didn't know about that one either. Oh, on TV.
Oh.
He plays Dr. Otto Benus. Which is not to be outdone when he plays Dr. Bob Frankenstein in Frankenstein General Hospital in 1988. Ooh. So if you really want to know that much about Mark Blankfield's...
Here's our Mark Blankfield career choices.
Mm-hmm. God. Okay, I'll just...
IMDb.
Damn. Goodbye, computer.
Yep,
goodbye,
Jekyll and Hyde, together again.
Our show is over. And
pretty much.
Means we should say we'll be back next week.
Next week at the State Fair.
Yes, live at the State Fair on Dan Patch Avenue at the U of M stage.
Mm-hmm.
It will be Cosmic Slop Live, Chuck and Joel, and a bunch of music probably slinging from computers. We'll look like robots up there, Kraftwerk or something.
Mm-hmm.
And,
working the keyboards.
You want to hear my cell phone? Anyway, it's going on. It's a theme that's called The News, and that way when I answer my phone, I can pick it up and go, this just in.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll be at the State Fair next week.
Good. Mm-hmm.
And it'll be fun. It'll be live. If you're thinking about going to the fair, consider Sunday as an option, because we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
At the regular time from 2 to 4.
Yep. Up there on stage.
Yep.
Yep. And where anybody can get at you.
I know. We will have a giant salad bar sneeze guard. To protect us from flying food on sticks.
Yeah, get some people up there to provide muscle and keep the throngs away.
Yeah,
right. In the meantime...
One last song and we'll get out of the way.
One last song. One last foray into the studio for Syd Barrett with his compatriots in the Pink Floyd before Barrett completely spun off into the ozone. He and the Pink Floyd recorded a couple of songs for potential single release. And they promptly got shelved.
yep.
They were just a little too out there for even the late 60s hippie, trippy, dippy, psychedelic audience. But one of them, Vegetable Man, covered to great effect by the Soft Boys
yep.
on the Soft Boys Are Here EP. And the other, Scream Thy Last Scream, well, you know, nobody's come forward to do much of a cover of this one. No, but this is it. This is the Pink Floyd with Syd Barrett, Scream Thy Last Scream. Kind of his last studio foray with the Pink Floyd before he left.
He departed.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to KUOM AM Minneapolis St. Paul and KUOM FM St. Louis Park. Here's the Pink Floyd with Scream Thy Last Scream.
We'll see you from the fair next week.
More Radio K to follow.
Goodbye.
See ya.
en la misa y en la feria. Todo el mundo ya lo sabe, los que llegan al gobierno, porque se puede comprar del Partido Comunista. Todos no estaban de acuerdo. Ábreme la boca, búscame una coca que no quiero trabajar.
Pica, rica, para zapatear. Pido a Víctor Jara, no me vaya a doblegar.
Chama, Chama Che Guevara, una petición, una cucaracha, por culpa y omisión.